This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When you sense the resistance of people to talking about prayer, they don't want to talk about the Bible, they don't want to talk about anything to do with the Lord God Almighty, that is resistance because of the spiritual warfare that's going on. These weapons have divine power, verse 4, to demolish strongholds. I want to talk about strongholds. I was trying to think of a fancy definition or interpretation of the word stronghold, and then I thought to myself, the answer is right in the Word. Right in the Word itself. What's a stronghold? Something that has a strong hold on your mind or your soul or your spirit. What has a hold on you? Could it be it's a stronghold in your life? I haven't been a big fan of Dr. Laura Schlesinger. She wrote a book about the Ten Commandments, God's Law for Today, which I thought was an intriguing thought for a book in our day and age, but she did. And she talked about the things that governed her life at one time, and she talked about her arrogance and her pride and her elitism, where she thought she was special. And you know what? She called them just different forces in her life. You know what I call them? Strongholds. Pride rule your life at all? It's a stronghold. You have elitism where you think, well, the rules are meant to be kept by everybody else but you. That's a stronghold in your life. Feeling you're always right and everybody else is wrong, that can be a stronghold. Doesn't have to be, but it can be. Feeling you know everything about a situation and nobody can tell you anything, that's a stronghold. And that's just for starters. Anything that comes against the Lord Himself is a stronghold in your life and in my life. And I think it's a worthwhile exercise to say to myself, and you say to yourself, Lord, would you reveal to me what strongholds are in my life? You know what? Some of you know immediately. And I'm saying that about myself. We know immediately what the strongholds are. What dominates your thought life? Stronghold. What do you think about when you go to sleep at night? What do you think about when you wake up in the morning? What is the dominating thoughts of your life that can be a stronghold in your life? And Paul says we have weapons that have divine power to take down strongholds. Verse 5 says we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Do you realize how much in our culture today is setting itself up against the knowledge of God? We live in a country, listen carefully, this is true. I hate to say this, but it's true. We not only live in a country that ignores God, and we not only have shifted to a country that mocks God, we live in a country that has contempt for God Almighty and contempt for the Word of God. There's a contempt, a hatred. You know, it used to be people would respect the Bible and they would respect the Lord and say, that's fine for you, I'm glad you believe that, but that's not for me. But there was a kind of a mutual respect out there. Now there's contempt and hostility and hatred of anything spiritual. And you say, that's pretty strong. It is, but it's true. Ephesians 6:12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Somebody asked me one time, Randy, can you just condense that and explain it to me what that verse means? I said, I think I can. And here's what I said. It means that there are forces at work all around us that we don't see with the human eye, but they're there.
Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.